connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. We deal with issues that affect the family, the church, the home, and our nation. We deal with issues that are all central Biblicist issues. Each and every day we deal with issues based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. As we face the issues, we do not do so based on denominational dogma or philosophical rhetoric or political expediency, but based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book. As we face the issues today, we're talking about delay, deny, and destroy our Constitution. Delay, deny, and destroy. We're talking about the Socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats. And you say, well, boy, that's pretty powerful. No, it's fact. They are carrying out an agenda to destroy the Constitution of the Constitutional Republic, the United States of America. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what is the solution. Where do we go? How do we respond? Ezekiel 33:10, Ezekiel said, how should we then live? Based on what we see taking place, based on what we know is happening, should we be silent as Christians? Should we say nothing? Should pastors be silent in the pulpit? Should we be demeaned in such a way that we cower and hide under the bed and in the closet as Christians and as conservatives? Listen, I believe we've done that long enough. I believe that's been the order of the day long enough. I believe silence from the pulpits and silence from Christians has been long enough. I believe we're reaping the result of that silence. We're reaping the results of doing nothing, of being silent, and believing the demonic lie promulgated out of the Socialist Communist Marxist Party, that Christians ought to stay in their little church buildings and do nothing and say nothing. Well, I think it's time that that era should end. I think we're seeing the beginnings, the blossomings of that era being over. Because today, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing perhaps the most serious, dangerous, devastating, destructive constitutional crisis I believe America's witnessed. Let me just simply illustrate that for a moment. God has so designed the Constitutional Republic that we have three branches of government. In the three branches of government, we have the legislative, we have the executive, and the judiciary. And today, we're witnessing the open attempt to destroy the executive branch of government. And listen very carefully. You can believe it or you can reject it. If we allow that, we the people, if we allow the Supreme Court, the gods with a little g, the gods in black robes, to destroy the executive branch, we have destroyed the Constitutional Republic. And how should we then live? What should we do? We'll be talking about that today. And after a brief monologue, we're going to open the telephone lines and invite you to call. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What's the fix? How should we respond? What do you think you should do? How do you think Christians should respond? How should pastors and churches respond to this constitutional crisis that we are in? It's not a matter of going into. It's not a matter of perhaps. It's a matter of the fact that we are in a constitutional crisis. I'm looking at a headline that says, our country is in the midst of a constitutional crisis. Federal judges have issued a flood of injunctions aimed at subverting the will of the majority of Americans. Consider the federal what the federal judges have done so far. This is just a little small tidbit list. An executive order regarding the waste of our tax dollars in federal grant spending. The return of trans-identifying male inmates, male-only prisons where they belong. An executive order regarding buyouts of federal workers aimed at reducing the size of the administrative state. An executive order ending birthright citizenship, a policy that poses a threat to our national sovereignty. An executive order suspending USAID funding of foreign groups and coups that and transgender theater productions. Our U.S. Constitution does not give judges the power to prevent the president from exercising his constitutional authority based on the evidence provided by the left activist, end quote. It's a large article. That's the introductory portion of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we go by the truth book. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. John 8:31-32, Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's the declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. And in Psalms 117:2, it says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Yet we have those today that disbelieve in truth, reject truth, laugh at, mock at truth. We're witnessing the Marxist media today. We're witnessing the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party today. They claim to tell us the truth in their diatribe, in which they're attempting to convince Americans that what they're doing to overthrow the Constitution and to destroy our government is okay, and it's truth. You would not. There's not a Democrat today that would sit and say, I'm about to lie to you with what I'm going to do. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we have drifted afar from the truth today, perhaps as never before in the history of our nation. And yet we need to stand on truth. Truth still matters regardless of what state you live in. Truth still matters regardless of what party you affiliate with. Truth still matters regardless of the denominational position that you hold. Truth still matters regardless of what church you go to. Truth still matters regardless of what theological doctrinal dogma you adhere to. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. But yet we find, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials today believe that there's no such thing as absolute truth. I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. 55% of the millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that wouldn't hold water at a court of law. At a court of law, it's to be the whole truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. And it's not a bifurcation of what is truth. Multitudes of people have gotten in trouble and been prosecuted as a result of, under oath in a courtroom, swearing to what is true, knowing that they bifurcated that is not truly truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Did you hear that? Do we grasp it of what is being said? Most people today will turn on their television set, roll the dial, to MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, etc., etc. And when they hear that anchor person reading a script from the screen, they're not news people. They're simply screen readers. As they read that screen, looking into the camera, we're supposed to believe that they're telling us what's happening in the world? And at one time, I must admit, 20, 30, 40 years ago, I would turn on television and believe what the news said. No more. We need to understand that we do not find truth on Communist Network News or its affiliates. It is from the Word of God. And everything that's happening today, locally, state, nationally, and internationally, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? And I believe it's best that we understand that we will not find truth in the normal sources that we at one time believed was truth. Even when you turn to Fox News, it's far from being a bastion of truth. Have you noticed recently, by the way, I must add this little parenthetical footnote. Have you noticed recently on Fox News, everything they say, they've got to have a pro and con edition of it? If they interview a conservative Republican, they've got to interview a radical witch from the Democratic Party that will challenge what was said by the Republican or by the conservative or the patriot. It's trying to be middle of the road to satisfy both avenues, to not alienate, that is, any of the listeners or the viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. We encourage you to give a call, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today, delay, deny, and destroy our Constitution. What do you think would take place with America if our Constitution is eviscerated, shredded, totally neutered, that it has no sway, no benefit, and no value? Will we really still have a constitutional republic? No. Will we really still have a sovereign nation? No. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that should get our attention. One of the U.S. representatives said this, America is about to have a constitutional crisis on our hands. A liberal judge just threatened to hold Trump officials in contempt of court so he can fine them and possibly even throw them in jail if they don't follow his impossible orders. This article further in the center of it says, federal judge James Boasberg finds probable cause to hold Trump in contempt of court over deportation flights. This single far-left judge is attempting to overrule 77.3 million Americans who voted for President Donald J. Trump, our commander-in-chief. Not only is he abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority, but he's now threatening to rip our republic in shreds by holding the duly elected president officials in contempt simply for fulfilling his responsibility and promises to the American people. This showdown is headed to the Supreme Court, where President Trump must prevail. Otherwise, the presidency will forever be little more than a puppet for those unelected far-left judges who are trying to usurp power to force the left agenda on the American people against their wills. What do you say to that? Are you concerned? Do you feel that this is the right track to take? Do you feel that somehow, some way, possibly the left is right and the right is wrong? But ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to a premise that is found in the scripture that is very, very clear as to what will take place in the last days. In Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, the scripture says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Ladies and gentlemen, we're there. We're finding those today that have literally reversed everything that we thought at one time was near and dear and holy and probable for America's success. But that is what is taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, are in complete, desperate, depraved, evil, wicked attempts to overthrow our constitutional republic. Perhaps, but let me just touch on this. Perhaps you say, well, what would be the game plan? What would be the possibility? What would be the purpose? Why would the Democratic Party want to overthrow our constitutional republic? Literally, ladies and gentlemen, so that they can become dictators over a nation that is unruly, a nation that has no bearings and nothing to hold on to. I have heard one of my sons, many of you have met him on the radio broadcast, I've heard Greg so many times say, "Dad, I believe the Democrats would be willing to burn America down if they could rule over the ashes." And that's exactly it. This is the reason I've asked the question and got the ire of the local news and some of the neocons in the city of Jacksonville. We put on our LED marquee simply asking the question, are Democrats real Americans? And I noticed recently, in fact, last night and night before last, I witnessed some of the key anchors on Fox News that made the statement, Democrats cannot be Americans. Democrats are not Americans. Democrats are against America, and statements like that. And that's exactly right. And that's where we are today. But the whole point is, listen, if they can stop the deportation, if they can stop the illegal invaders that have come into America, and for gratification, if you do not know, someplace between 20 and 25 million, some have said 15 million, some have said 25 million, some have said 22 million, illegal invaders under the Biden administration flooded into America. Now, perhaps you say, why don't we know the number? It's simply because the numbers were obscure. The numbers were purposely avoided through the Biden administration. On one occasion alone, Joe Biden's directive flew into America 530,000 illegal invaders, gave them work permits, Social Security numbers, and allowed them to come in to America, dropping them off at all points across America, city after city after city. Those are part of the groups that President Trump is now trying to deport. They are illegal invaders coming into America. And what would you think that the Democratic Party would want to continue to leave this 25 million illegal invaders in America? For what purpose? To water down the Republican vote and to win the 2026. Listen, if the Democrats can win the 2026 midterm election, hear me well. if they can win the 2026 primaries or the election in 2026, the midterms is what I'm looking for. If they can do that, they can neuter, stymie President Trump's balance of time in office. That's their fast track. That's their goal. That's their plan. They will never admit that to the general public. They will never admit that in any interview that they'd have on any radio or television broadcast. But their purpose is to use delay tactics, deny tactics, to destroy our constitutional republic. Yes, the Communist Democratic Party are literally today clawing at every possible angle to hold on to the millions upon millions of illegal invaders that have come across our borders, that have been flown into America at the hands of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party under the leadership of Sleepy Joe Biden. They're looking for, listen, their game plan is not elusive for them. Their game plan is to do anything to delay President Trump. Listen, they have filed almost 200 lawsuits with judges across America that have no authority to do so. They have almost 100 different separate individual injunctions against President Donald Trump's leadership as of today. They're challenging every day everything that is done across America with an attempt to destroy the constitutional republic of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad scenario, but it's very, very real. It's something that is taking place. And they're using the term, this is part of the delay tactic. When they use the term due process, you might ask the question, what does due process mean? That means giving each, and it's based on the Constitution, and the Constitution is to give everyone in America, and it's focused on citizenship, the opportunity to be heard, not just cuffed and stuffed and thrown into prison, but to be heard in a court of law. Now listen very carefully, and Trump has tried to articulate this. The courts are not listening. They don't care. The point is to stop Trump, delay, until we can destroy anything that Trump wants to do to salvage the sovereignty of America. That's the approach. But due process, according to our Constitution, in the whole picture, looking at the big picture of the Constitution, due process is designed for citizens. In case you've not heard, for example, I'm looking at an article, Due Process Rights of Non-Citizens in the United States. Constitutional basis for due process. The Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution states, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, and property without due process. This provision ensures that the federal government cannot arbitrarily deny individuals their rights without legal proceedings. And in the context, our founding fathers, the framers of our Constitution, never dreamed that there would be a day that we would have the 20 to 25 million illegal invaders coming into the borders of America, and that you would have socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats and socialist, Marxist, communist judges dressed in black robes that's going to take the position that you've got to vet and give due process to each one. Do you realize that if due process were, as we call it in the Constitution, would be given to at least the 530,000 that Biden flew in under the cloak of darkness and spread across America, it will take about 1,000 years, one writer said, to give each one of them a hearing and due process. That is a guarantee of the undermining of the Constitution and our founding fathers' ideal for America. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well. Due process, according to the Fifth Amendment, is a very straightforward, but a lot of people misinterpret it because they've refused to read the last line. And that last line, it says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And then the last line, because there is a semicolon there, says, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. According to the amendments, as they were written by our founding fathers had within that that only males and only property owners who were citizens of the United States could vote. So they all had skin in the game. Mm-hmm. So whenever you look at the Fifth Amendment and you look at the 15th, you're dealing with citizens, and you're, and particularly in the Fifth, you're dealing with citizens that owned property, farmers, you know, whatever, just homesteaders, or if you had a business or a factory or whatever your whatever the property was that you had, it could not be seized and taken. That was a continuation of the Fourth Amendment, which says that personal effects could not be seized. So if I send you a letter or if I send you a text, that's personal correspondence. And as long as you and I are not conspiring to break laws, that's protected under the Fourth, which then flows into the Fifth. So each amendment is built upon a prior amendment, and you have to read it thoroughly to understand what the founding fathers were writing it for and of the times, because we didn't have suffrage, I think, what, that's the 19th Amendment, till the early 1900s. So the 15th Amendment was back in the 1860s, and that dealt with, particularly with individuals, African-Americans who were instituted into the slavery, and it allowed them rights, the right to vote, the right to be a citizen of the United States. So all of these amendments, they're being misinterpreted by these judges, and they're doing a gross disfavor to our Constitution in a whole, along with the amendments that are that follow thereafter.
Absolutely. And, Jim, one of the things that, when you said that, triggered a thought in my mind. We've got a friend that's a constitutional attorney and commercial law attorney, and he said, and it was an alarming statement, this was a number of years ago, he said, Doctor, you realize that in law schools today, those that are training to be lawyers are not taught the Constitution. So, Jim, I'm fearful of what we're seeing today coming out of some of these, as one writer put it, small judge in a small county in a small office with a small circuit writing an order to control the presidency in the United States of America. I'm concerned that some of these judges are simply that ignorant of the interpretation of the Constitution that they're making those rulings. I believe that eventually they'll be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. But, Jim, let me just touch your thinking for a moment. Why, in your opinion, has the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, why has he not controlled his judges in these circuits across America to draw that in?
That's a good question. You want me to go into conjecture or
a little
he's
conjecture?
Not being invited to, yeah, he's not being invited to the right parties with the right people there, and he's worried about how he's going to be viewed when history judges him. It could be that. It could be that he's compromised, possibly. I do not know. I'm not a lawyer, but the one thing that I do know is I like to read history. And the amendments in the Constitution is not a difficult document to discern. You just have to read it, and you just have to know your history. The Bible was written in the same way. So when you read the Bible, you think about how the Jewish people lived. For example, when the disciples were walking through the corn field or the wheat field, and they were plucking the heads, and they were rubbing them in their hands to eat them. That was something that was normal because Leviticus and Deuteronomy had laws that said that you couldn't glean your whole field, that you had to leave a part of it for people that were passing through, and so on and so forth. So you have to interpret the times, the document, and the intent, and follow through.
Absolutely. It goes back to what legal scholars have said. You have to look at the four corners of the document and look at the whole and not a piece and try to piecemeal it in that fashion. Jim, brother, our time is up for this half hour, but
thank you
so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange.